Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Comedian J.R. Brow later on this morning. We got Dr. Mina and also comedian Frank Caliendo phoning the program tomorrow. And in the studio on Friday, Joe Coy. Joe's in Omaha on Friday night.
Yes, he is.
Ralston Arena, correct?
Yep.
All right. Go check him out. He's a very funny man.
The people of Ralston would tell you he's in Ralston.
And we'll actually have Frank on his little box from his basement, so it'll sound just like he's here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I like that bit. And Nick, you got a gig? You got a gig at the Funny Bone coming up. I know that.
I'm headlining at the Funny Bone Thursday, August 19th. There and then go. The next one is Friday, August 6th at the Farmhouse in Weeping Water.
All right.
It's where we did the retaining wall show before. We're going to be in the beer garden this time.
All right.
I don't know if the duck will be in the beer garden or not, but I'm sure
that's right.
Be
there was a
roaming
duck.
There
was a duck heckling you, right?
Yeah,
I hope so.
Had decent timing.
Have you seen that video? That duck? No, it's a pigeon. And the caption says, "Just act like nobody's watching." It's like a little grocery store, and this pigeon. The door's open. The pigeon walks in, real slowly, looks around, walks over to the lower row of a little bag of chips, like you'd see in a sandwich shop.
Mm-hmm.
And just grabs a bag of chips and just walks out really slowly. And there's another pigeon waiting for him, and they both walk away. It's a real video.
That's awesome.
And now I realize they didn't. Once they saw it, they let it go and they videoed it. But it's hilarious.
Wow.
Just walked in, took the bag of chips, walked away, and the video, the script with it says, you know, just act like nobody's watching. Just keep going.
City pigeons, man.
Have you seen it yet?
I think I've seen something like that.
It's really funny. Yeah.
Hey, they adapt to their environment.
What's the cool pigeon? In our new studio?
Oh,
Dave.
Dave?
Yeah.
Dave.
All the rest of them are assholes.
Didn't she say Dave's a white pigeon?
Right.
And then the others are all like normal gray pigeons?
No, she didn't say the color. No.
I thought she did.
No.
I thought she specified that Dave was.
She said one white one.
Dave was
one white
different.
One, but she didn't say the other one was gray.
Right. She said one was white and the rest were jackasses.
Yeah.
Assholes.
That's what she said.
Assholes.
Oh, specifically, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I cleaned it up.
I know you did.
And she's such a potty mouth.
Yes, she is.
So we're going to be getting attacked by birds on the way in?
What it sounds like to me, yeah.
No, it sounds like they just walk into stores and steal chips. Yeah. They'd obviously done that before.
Right.
Well, if they had a lookout.
Yeah. That's right. There's a pigeon waiting for them outside.
Just in case anything goes down.
Yeah.
Was on this date in 2007. Nick, you might remember where you were when KISS frontman Paul Stanley was hospitalized after suffering a cardiac event while prepping for a show in California. Doctors became concerned when his pulse skyrocketed to 190 beats per minute and stayed that high for more than an hour. It was close to showtime, so Paul encouraged the band to play without him, marking the first time that KISS performed as a trio.
They played without? I had no idea this even
in
happened.
In 07.
Wow. So
they just sang all Gene songs? I mean, there's a bunch of them, so they could have done it, but that's still tough.
Well, totally.
I mean, do a whole show with just Gene songs. I mean, yeah, he sang a lot of great songs in that band, but that's wild.
Well, and Paul really pushes the band through that whole show.
We love you!
Yeah, he's the guy.
Who's
going to do that?
He's the point man, right?
Yeah, who's going to address the surrounding areas?
Exactly.
Tells you what town you're in and the surrounding area. So that never got a mention.
I never heard that either. I knew I've heard that cardiac thing. I remember hearing that, but I don't remember the
Yeah, but if
Nick
Power Trio.
Yeah, Gene never really addresses the crowd. He's like, here's a song about a scary demon. He just comes out and plays it.
I know.
That's nuts. And they've always expected Paul to show up at the show. It's like there was always a standby for Gene. I bet the drum tech was always ready to go in case Peter couldn't be there. But Paul, there's not a standby Paul.
No standby Paul.
Stargazers can see double the amount of meteors tonight. Two meteor showers are set to peak at the same time, late tonight and early tomorrow.
No, you can't, because I'm looking at the fire and smoke map right now.
Ah, Todd's pissed.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Produce about 12 meteors per hour in the southern sky. At the same time, the Alpha Capricornids will produce about 5 bright shooting stars each hour. Some fireballs could light up the entire sky for a few seconds.
Actually, it looks like Wichita gets a little reprieve right now, but that can change. I'll keep you posted.
Did you just happen to be looking at the fire and smoke map?
I always have it up.
No.
He generally
I honestly have that thing up all the time.
Todd is the Geico commercial. Well, is there Geico? Who's the commercial? Yeah. You woke up early, no one cares.
It's progressive.
Progressive, yeah.
I think it's progressive.
Todd made the point earlier when we mentioned we welcomed Rock 103, Northern Idaho's rock station, to the Todd and Tyler family, and people kept Facebooking last night about the potato bit. And Todd says, well, if they would know anything, potatoes are only grown in Southern Idaho. and that guy from the commercial walked in and goes, no one cares. It's Idaho potato.
It's not Southern Idaho potato.
No, it's not Southern Idaho potato. It is Idaho potato.
Potato! I just hate the Idaho ignorance. Get to know Idaho.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place.
That potato bit's going to be huge.
Yeah, it's going to be big. Proud of that.
So everybody loves Mila Kunis. A lot of people love Ashton Kutcher.
She's stanky now, though, man. I love her.
They went on Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast, and they said, we've got some audio here, they said that they've just got, that they only wash the vital parts of their bodies every day.
So she washes her vagina. Okay. So I didn't know she washed.
That's a relief.
Yeah. That is.
It's not like they don't shower.
Well, it kind of said they don't. They said they wash, when there's dirt on their vagina, they wash it.
That's not what she said.
Yeah. Sort of like that.
This is what she said.
I don't wash my body with soap every day, but I wash pits and tits and holes and I wash the.
I wash my armpits and my crotch daily and nothing else ever. I got a bar of Lever 2000.
There
we
go.
It just delivers every time.
Close the window. You're letting the stank out.
So if you didn't catch what she said she washes her pits, boobs. However, the way she said it,
it rhymes with pits.
Oh, just
pits.
Okay, she
right.
said
yeah, pits, blank, and holes and soles.
Oh,
feet
okay.
as well.
I get that when you're she's not in a shower then, at all.
No, she probably is, just rinsing off.
Well, soap's going to go all over the body then anyway.
No,
it will. It'll drip down your body onto other places anyway.
It might.
It does. You can't soap your vagina
up. But she's not soaping up
or your junk,
everything,
I should say.
Because that affects the oils of your skin.
Whatever.
That's what they're saying. A lot of Euros do this.
Yeah, I know, and they stink.
This is the Euro approach.
And here's a little bit more from her about this.
I didn't have hot water growing up as a child, so I didn't shower very much anyway.
Or Russian.
But when I had children, I also didn't wash them every day. Like, I wasn't the parent that bathed my newborns ever.
Lazy.
That's how we feel about our children. We're like, poof, something smells. And we're like,
if you can see the dirt on them, clean them. Otherwise, there's no point.
Now they're earthy, obviously. Not my scene. Yeah.
I mean, I rinse off every day, but I don't soap up everything every day. Well, the pits and the holes.
The pits and the holes.
Yeah. Pits and the holes and the crotch. I soap up every day, but
otherwise, that's gross, man.
I just rinse off. Unless I've been camping and I'm dirty all over. You know, golf course.
I got to use soap. I can't.
Yeah. And I mean, you're already in the shower.
Right. Yeah. That's okay. They're obviously a little earthy.
I think I started preaching to my kid at about 6.
Yeah.
Never be the stinky kid in class.
No, because once you are, you're screwed.
Don't be the stinky kid.
Kreitzer, guy named Kreitzer. I still remember his last name.
Yeah.
In elementary school. And I really think it's because his family didn't have any. I think they were really, really poor. I mean, nobody had any money back then, but I think he was really, really poor. But stinky.
Shower,
stinky Kreitzer,
use deodorant.
Stinky
Kreitzer. Don't be the stinky kid.
Right.
Did he eat boogers too?
I'm pretty sure somebody here would have spoken up.
Yeah, no, it's not about you. No, you're not stinky. I just feel gross if I don't soap up.
Yeah.
I just hate it. Mm-hmm. I hate it. I hate
do you wash your hair every day?
No, I don't now because, if I'm sweating and working out, I do. Yeah. Yeah.
I do. But mine's falling out of my head at a pretty rapid rate. I wanted to know that I care about it.
But I wash it at least every other day. And it's, you know, a lot of it. I used to, for years, though, I did wash it every day. But I use soap every day, yeah. They're kind of earthy, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, they found the right partner.
They're both stinky.
A lot of people would be like, hey, why don't we give the kid a bath?
Right, yeah.
Like, the other one's like, why? Like, both. Yeah, let's just hold off on bathing our child.
Totally wrong on the kid. Wash your damn kid.
Don't be the stinky kid.
No.
Well, especially a baby, you got to wash them off because they're crapping on themselves constantly.
Yeah. They got poop up to their shoulders.
Yes.
Yeah, let it ride.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Right up your back.
That's fine.
Yeah.
No, he did say if you could see it.
Yeah, but they even admitted that it stinks sometimes. Which one of our kids stinks? We're all these zillionaires. Maybe we can wash them.
I didn't hear that.
No, she said that.
Yeah, that was at the end.
Yeah, she said it. One of our kids stinks. But whatever.
Well, they probably own enough property. They can just send that child off to another house. Yeah, you go to the stinky house.
I blame, because she was an immigrant from Russia, I blame Russia and Iowa. Because he's an Iowa boy.
So they're combining forces.
Neither one showers.
What part of Iowa is he from?
Yes.
Somewhere outside of, I should say, everywhere's outside of Des Moines, right? I think it's southern.
Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids. Yeah. There you go.
Cedar Rapids.
You know, we've often discussed why the drive across Iowa sucks more than any other state.
Well, no. I contend, I've done that trip. It's pretty bad. But now that I was in southwestern Kansas.
That's bad, too.
And then the panhandle of Oklahoma. Those are worse than Iowa.
East to west across Nebraska is nothing.
No, yeah, no Nebraska picnic. Sucks, too. Although
as boring.
I haven't been west of Grand Island.
If you're on the interstate, if you're on I-80 going east to west across Nebraska, it's
the only
boring.
The only thing that saves Iowa is that you know every 2 hours there's going to be something. Some places it's 7 hours.
No, not when you get
east. Des Moines, 2 hours.
You get east of Des Moines.
I've driven it.
Yeah, then you've got the oasis that is the world's largest truck stop.
Thank you, Nick.
There's nothing in between.
Yeah.
And at least my experience last week
before. It's not the Badlands, though. You can see trees and stuff.
It's people who can't figure out the left lane, right lane.
That's
thing. That drives me insane.
That seems really prominent there.
That's every state.
It's not. It's better in a lot of other places. People know if they're going slow, get in the right lane.
Yeah.
Not in eastern Iowa. Mm.
I laid on the horn and gave a truck driver the finger who was just hanging out in the left lane. So there's no excuse. If you're a professional driver,
they don't care
to do that.
They don't
but
care.
I've scarred my kids from that experience where I was talking about that guy that wanted to kill us.
Oh,
my daughter's,
right.
I'm laying on the horn and the fingers in the air, and she's like freaking out. Stop.
Yeah, don't pick a fight with a trucker.
Yeah. Well, I think
that's
we could have outrun him. But...
And here's another unpopular opinion. I don't like the wind
farms. Oh, yeah, but they exist, though.
I think they're an eyesore. Yeah.
Actually, they don't bother me that much. I think they're kind of cool looking.
I don't.
Yeah.
They're all over Iowa, too. They can be kind of, like, ominous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not offended by them.
Neither am I.
They do a lot of good.
Yeah, see,
don't want to be able to see them.
But
I hate coal mines.
It's not aesthetically pleasing to Todd.
Yeah. No, they certainly aren't. Yeah.
I think they actually break up the vast farmland of just nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd rather see nothing. And I don't know if they help all that much.
Yeah.
The more I read about them.
Oh, you're going to the it kills eagles, Trump?
Oh,
card?
No, not that.
You've done your own research?
Yeah. Oh, yes, it sounds like.
They wear out. They fall apart. And guess where those 40-foot blades have to go? Into a freaking landfill.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the ocean.
Yeah. And they run off of, and you have to rape the earth of a lot of lithium. To get those batteries powered up.
Yeah, you read way too much into
they
that.
Need
right.
big batteries for those wind farms.
Hmm.
So there's a lot of downside.
Back to coal. Screw it.
Yeah, back to coal. Right.
Clean coal.
Yeah. Not a thing.
Get me a
Not
box full
a thing.
Of clean coal.
You are just going against the grain today, man. No showers. Of course, we knew that.
Yeah.
I should say no soap.
And
except your balls, right?
I still contend there's a good 5 hour stretch of central and western Nebraska and even eastern Colorado where you're in the middle of nothing.
Nothing, right?
Yeah, maybe because I'm used to driving that. That might be a little different.
But there's just barren wasteland. Yeah. It's just you're in the middle of nowhere.
You are.
And no truck stop.
No.
And no truck stop.
No.
I was trying to talk my family into vacationing there
just
the next
there,
time we go.
Out. Yeah. Is there a hotel right there?
Oh, there's got to be.
Yeah, of course there is. And there's showers.
Yep.
Either in the truck
stop.
There's
a movie theater. Yeah. We could all go to the dentist.
I also heard from some friends who road tripped across Wyoming this summer that you can go forever in Wyoming and see nothing.
8-10 hours, that kind of stuff?
Well, like literally 70-80 miles between anything of any consequence if you're just on the interstate across Wyoming.
That's what I felt like in
Oklahoma. Mountains.
Yeah.
In Wyoming.
You do. But like if you need gas, you really need to plan it out because it might be 70 miles.
Now, they didn't have to tell Craig that when I road trip last week, my route took me. I didn't get to see the biggest truck stop in the world.
Oh.
You did not see the world's largest truck stop?
Missed it entirely.
All right. Did you cut up north after Des Moines?
No. I went a different way around the Quad City.
You've got to reroute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next time I will.
Yeah. You have to make a real effort not to get there.
Yeah.
It's at the crossroads.
Yeah, but the hotel and the golf course were
it's so big it sucks you in, right? It's got its own orbit right there.
Exit
it does. I think they've got a truck on display that spins. I think that's what pulls you in.
See, and I think I took the exit before that, right before I got sucked into it. Just missed that vortex.
It might have saved your trip because you might not have left. My wife gets so pissed at me there. She's like, it's time to go. But I'm like, look, these knob shifters has a skull on it. Do we need one of these?
We're all lost to the truck stop. Yeah. Clash sang that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, the so-called gypsy moth is no more.
Oh, we don't like the term gypsy?
We do not. The Entomological Society of America says the word gypsy is offensive.
Now it's the grifter moth.
Right? To the Romani people. So it will be removed from its common names of insects and related organisms list.
I'm telling you, man, chiefs are gone.
The gypsy ant will also be renamed. So for the time being, they will use the species scientific names, which makes it real difficult for everybody.
Right, what if you have an aunt who's a gypsy? Can you still call her your gypsy aunt?
That's a great point.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Cher said it best, gypsies, tramps, and thieves, man.
Well, the question is, what is a gypsy?
A traveling grifter.
Right. Do you have an answer?
They are actually part of the, they are Romani people.
Yep.
Which, if I'm not mistaken, is not actually Romania. The reason that they got their name Gypsy actually comes from people who thought they were Egyptian.
Oh, really?
Back in the day.
Oh, like
they
Indians.
Weren't.
That's why we call Indians Indians, because they thought,
They weren't Egyptians.
Are they one race of people?
It's a Romani thing, and I don't really get it.
Is it the fact that they're nomadic? Is that what makes them gypsies?
I don't know.
How do you mean?
They would travel from town to town and, lay the money down.
All right, mama would dance for the money they would throw.
Exactly. All the men would come around, lay the money down, you know. If Papa would have known what he'd done, he'd have killed him, too, you know. Remember that guy knocked her up in that song?
Yeah. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Exactly. Nobody cares.
There was a parent of one of my kid's classmates that looked like a gypsy.
Oh, yeah?
Like, so when like, you go on orientation day, I'd be like, whoa.
What, she had just a bunch of bells hanging
off
of
her? Well, like a cane and a scarf always wrapped around her head
and stuff.
The
gypsies that are scary, put spells on you.
Yeah.
Are we going to have to...
I'm surprised there's never been a sports team called the Gypsies.
Well, because it's offensive. It's racist and offensive.
All of them were.
So there's, of course there would have been one.
And there's an Indian and a savage everywhere in this state, everywhere in this country when it comes to sports teams. I'm talking about back in the day. I'm surprised nobody used the Gypsies. Has there ever been a sports team ever called the Gypsies? And I mean major league, high school, whatever.
No, but I believe both.
I bet there was a high school one.
Shakira and Fleetwood Mac had a song called Gypsy.
Yes, they did.
Well, the gypsies weren't as big of a part of the culture. Nobody played like cowboys and gypsies.
No, they didn't. Now it's cowboys and guardians. I saw that. I saw that. Our buddy Tony posted that. The kids are out playing cowboys and guardians now.
I wonder if people are going to be pissed about this like they are Aunt Jemima.
Oh, you're right.
What are they going to call it? The woke moth now?
Oh, they will. You'll read that somewhere. That's somebody's show tonight on Fox because they're not going to cover the hearings.
No, you can't.
But apparently Tucker Carlson called those guys pussies or something like that.
Of course he did.
Yeah, he's the worst human being ever.
Apparently there was a short-lived 19th century rugby team in London called the Gypsies.
All right.
That's as close as I can come, right?
Yeah, you would think there'd be something, because they always find some high school that's been around for years in the United States. It has some weird name, like the Savages.
Right.
That they stick with.
Laura Ingraham will probably have a bunch of gypsies on her show.
Oh, yeah. Pissed off. Or they changed the gypsy moth. Right?
Just to trigger the libs.
Oh, yeah. That's all that matters. Don't get a vaccine to trigger the libs and die. You proved a good point there.
Yeah. Got me. Sure upset me.
J.R. Brown, when we get back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.